This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Yeah, we are live tonight. Infrastructure be damned. This is Lock and Load. Last week, 6 Hour announced that they will be offering a voluntary upgrade program to owners of about a half a million Sig Sauer P320 pistols that have been sold since the gun was introduced in 2014. This was prompted by a report, and let's call this what it is, okay? This was a witch hunt, if you will. Yes, it does fire when you drop it on the 46 millionth axis. And that is bad. And some people have been out there banging on these things with hammers. And I really wonder if this would have happened if they had not been designated the MH-17 winner. The MHS winner. But that's all beside the point now, isn't it? That's all beside the point. Now, here's the other thing. When this first came out, it was decided that, well, they were going to offer an upgrade trigger pack, one that they designed for the M17 modular handgun system. And they decided to put that retroactively on all P320 pistols that have been sold commercially. You cannot imagine how much money this is going to cost. And they're doing it, and they're not grumbling about it. They're just going to do it. Now, given the speed at which the reports and SIG's response happened a week ago, the company needed some time to work out logistical details on how they're going to do this. So that's now been done, and 6 Hour will upgrade the pistols free of charge. Here is how the program is going to work. Have your P320 serial number and home address available. Go to the website, fill out the voluntary upgrade sign-up form, one serial number per form submission. SIG will contact you regarding the best method for you to get your P320 to them. Once 6 Hour receives your P320 pistol, they will apply the upgrades, test it, and then return it to you free of charge. There is a window on the frame on the right side of the pistol grip. Serial number will be stamped into the receiver. That number should be entered in the first entry field of the form. The SKU will automatically populate if your P320 is on the qualified list of U.S. domestic consumer serial numbers. With some exceptions, most U.S. domestic consumer P320 serial numbers begin with 58 Alpha, 58 Bravo, or 58 Charlie, followed by six numbers. That's 58A, 58B, 58C. Is my P320 safe in its current configuration? Yes. Yes, it is. It meets and exceeds all U.S. safety standards. Mechanical safeties are designed to augment, not replace, safe handling practice. Careless and improper handling of any firearm can result in an unintentional discharge. I feel like I should add children underneath that one. What is it? Well, they're offering a voluntary program, and it's going to be an alternate design that reduces the physical weight of the trigger, sear, and striker, while additionally adding a mechanical disconnector. If you're going to ask them why, know this about this going in. They passed all the tests that they were applied to. They passed the test by the American National Standards Institute. the Sporting Arms and Ammunition Institute, the National Institute of Justice, the Department of Justice, the Massachusetts MGL, whatever that is, and other global military and law enforcement protocols, they have confirmed that usually after multiple drops at certain angles and conditions, a potential discharge of the firearm may result when dropped. Although it is a rare occurrence with very specific conditions, they are offering an upgrade to all of its current P320 owners. One of the things that's out there, you know, that's making the rounds is, does the owner's manual say it can be unsafe? Here's the thing about owner's manuals. That they have language used in major manufacturer owner's manuals with regard to drop safety, and it is consistently written to warn you that dropping a loaded firearm is not recommended, believe it or not, and could possibly result in an accidental discharge. All precautions should be taken to avoid dropping a loaded firearm, although extremely unlikely. It is still possible for any loaded firearm to discharge when dropped. If they couldn't fire when dropped, then that would mean everything inside was welded together. If you're wondering if your gun is covered based upon its caliber and model, due to the modularity of this pistol, which all share the same trigger group, all calibers and pistol sizes are affected. This will be a blanket upgrade. They're going to take any and all of the 500,000 that are already out there. If you have a gun, and I'm hearing reports of this, if you have a gun that was originally intended for law enforcement, you may be told that you are not going to be eligible for this. You should disregard that and call SIG, okay? Don't get told that you call SIG and say, listen, this is my serial number. Why can't I get my upgrade? I'm sure they will take care of that. This is all going to be based upon serial numbers designated. Hey, who's calling me at this time of day? You know what? Let's just say no to you, brother. There you go. So, it is in motion. If you are a P320 owner, both of mine are going back. If you are a P320 owner, send it back. Send them back. Send however many you have back. And get the upgrade. And you do have to send the entire gun, because there's some things you're going to have to do to the frame as well. All of you that are out there saying, well, you know, when the military arms channel fired 1,000 rounds in 13 minutes, part of it melted. What kind of hell do you have to exist in to have to fire 1,000 rounds out of a handgun in 13 minutes? With that kind of outgoing fire, you're not going to get 13,000 or 1,000 rounds out in 13 minutes, because you're going to be dead very shortly if you're trying to shoot that fast. There are no guns that are indestructible. There are no guns that are infallible. There are some that are very well designed, very well maintained, very well put together. Some are better than others. Let's put aside all of this pettiness over this gun. I know some people think, I mean, I talked to somebody today, told me the gun was, the SIG P320 is junk. That was what I was told. I know a lot of SIG aficionados who, when they were looking at the SIG and the H&K VP9, they went with the VP9. It all comes down to what you can shoot and what you can shoot well. Are you what number are you calling, Craig? If you're calling the number up there, I don't know if my phone up here isn't ringing here. I'll put the phone number in the chat room here in a minute, as soon as I get a chance to. But SIG is still good to go. They're still good to go. They're still the M17. They still won the modular handgun system sweepstakes, Glock. So, let's move on to something that really matters. Like the fact that we're all now considered to be racists. We'll start talking about that when we get back. I have the busy throat tonight. I apologize for that. If you're listening to me right now, you need to go to GatDaily.com and enter the free sweepstakes to win all the free stuff. Get out there and try that out. GatDaily.com, GATDaily.com. Go to the giveaways. Enter for all of them. They're all free. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Before we go any further, let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir. Craig?
Bill, you there?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got a story here to tell you that I just saw on Facebook. It's from World War Wings, and occurred in World War II. There's a pilot named Owen John Baggett. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was born in 1920 in Grand Texas. And in 1942, he joined the Army Air Corps. 5 months later, after graduating from pilot school, he was flying the B-24 Liberators in Burma. So on March 31st of 1942, he and his squadron went out to destroy a bridge of importance. And on their way, they were met by Japanese Zeros, and they were attacked very hard. And his plane was so riddled with bullets that they had to abandon their plane and bail out. Well, this Japanese pilot decided that downing the B-24 wasn't enough, so he started to go and shoot at the parachutes. And John went and decided to play dead. And when this Japanese Zero came up beside him, almost at stall speed to check him out, he pulled out his 1911 45 caliber and shot the guy in the head. And the Japanese Zero fell to the ground and crashed.
1911 is a bad boy, even when you're under canopy, isn't it?
Yeah, you should try that sometime. Jump out of an airplane and try to hit a target like that.
I don't know that I want to jump out of an airplane, period, whether I got a gun in my hands or not. I'd probably be hanging on to something for dear life, but we can't talk about that on the radio.
Hey, you can be proud of your 1911 pistol, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure that the one I've got right now, the Nighthawk that I have currently, is probably a lot better than that guy's, which just, you know, it's about the design. The design has withstood the test of time. It has functioned in combat. I don't really understand why we have to put it through so many tests nowadays. I guess it's just because it doesn't have enough bullets in it nowadays or something. I don't know. Yeah, I still consider it to be a viable self-defense weapon. I still carry mine.
Well, the 1911 today isn't that much different from what you had back in World War II, is it?
The parts are probably a little bit better. The World War II ones, like the one that I was issued when I was in the military in the 1980s, probably came from World War II. It said Ithaca on the side, which was either the company or the part of New York where it was built. And when I shook it, it sounded like a castanet. But, I mean, it would run under all kinds of conditions. I have no idea how many times that thing had been rebuilt. I think today's stuff, like with Nighthawk now, everything is hand fit. The slide is hand fit to the frame. The frame is hand fit to everything else. Everything that's put in the frame is hand fit. The barrel is hand fit and pressed and all these other things. The process has just improved over time, probably the manufacturing process and the material. But, you know, there's a lot of those guns still floating around. I mean, the civilian marksmanship program is getting ready to sell a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my dad got me a toy 1911, and this thing actually had the actual cartridges where when you pull the trigger, there was a spring inside the cartridge that would shoot out the bullet itself. I love that gun. I have no idea what happened to it.
1911 is still a very bad boy to have on the block, but I mean, that was that thing in World War II. That thing saw lots and lots of service. In Vietnam, that was the gun of choice when they would go into the tunnels with the tunnel rats, because it was short and it would just go. And it, you know, it is a 45 round, which, you know, legend says that if you come even close to somebody with a 45 ACP, it's going to kill them, right? Yeah. I had heard that story, too. I don't remember where I heard it, but I had heard that story. That's a very good story. I like it.
Yeah, if you go to World War Wings, it was published February 10th of 2016 by Marcy J. Carroll. That's Carroll with a K.
Right.
Yeah, and if you go to the website, you can pull that down.
Very good, sir. You been well? You been shooting anything interesting?
Well, I'm getting ready to shoot my my new rifle that I had fixed. There's a problem with the the piston system the guy didn't put together right.
What kind of gun is it?
It is an AR-15 that I built.
Okay.
And I just have the piston system on it, like Adam's arms, this whole Adam's arms, and I decided I better let somebody else do this that is more proficient than I am. But the guy who did it didn't do a good job, so I took it over to my gun shop that I deal with, and they had to rebuild the entire upper.
There you go. All right, good deal. Well, thank you for the call. And let me know how that rifle gets finished up there. That'd be pretty cool. I'd like to hear about that.
I'm hoping to test it out on Saturday.
Very good, sir. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. 1911. If you're carrying a 1911, you are not behind the times. You're not out of the loop. You're not a dinosaur. A lot of people I know carry 1911s, primarily. They may not carry the oldest 1911, but some, like Tiger McGee. Tiger McGee is a guy, if you might remember him from an episode on Red Jacket Firearms before we knew about Will Hayden. He was the guy looking for the Shoot Right Katana. And this was a gun that was being built for his academy, which is called Shoot Right. And he carries a Series 70 Colt 1911 that he bought brand new in the 70s. And he carries the same gun. He's carried the same gun for years. And he still is, you know, he's quite dangerous with that thing. I don't want to get up against old Tiger McGee. He'd be a very dangerous individual to come up against. So, you know, any gun that you get out there and you train with is a very dangerous gun. It all depends upon the hands of the practitioner, I guess. But I like a little glimpse of history every now and again. I had heard that story. It'll knock a plane out. It'll knock a plane pilot out while you're under canopy. I think that is a good endorsement of the 1911. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about the double standard existing now after Charlottesville, because hypocrisy rules. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanna toss it on the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at Fort Imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Nothing like discovering you made a big error and you got to go fix that right now. I mean right now. I'm used to the double standard from the media. And I'm so used to it that I barely notice the double standard. But right now, that is so acute, this unfairness, that we have to take a step back and remember something hideous that happened only this year. President Trump is being roundly criticized by most of the media for failing to criticize one side over the other in the Charlottesville riots, even before the exact sequence of events was understood, such as who initiated the violence. And the verdict in this case must precede the evidence. Let us now take a short trip down memory lane and recall how the media treated the attempted assassination of House Republicans by a Bernie Sanders supporter. James Hodgkinson, who evidently put a lot of thought and planning into his massacre, he had a very prolific history of outspokenness in support of Sanders and was known to be a fanatic. And no one on the left raised a peep about him. And following the massacre, Senator Sanders took to the Senate floor and said, "I've just been informed that the alleged shooter at the Republican baseball practice is someone who apparently volunteered on my presidential campaign. I am sickened by this despicable act. Let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms. Real change can only come about through nonviolent action, and anything else runs against our most deeply held American values." Golly, that sounds just like President Trump. Just like him. He said just about the same kind of stuff. So, you know, what's the deal here? What are we talking about? Why is it, you know, Bernie Sanders condemned violence, but he avoided any rebuke to his supporters by name. There's a similarity in what happened between those two incidents, between the president and the senator. Now, and the media lapped it all up. Most added that it wasn't fair to tar Bernie and his followers with any responsibility, because after all, they are prominent progressives who incite the assassination of Trump without noticeable rebuke by name from the leader of the Democrats' left and the party's most popular politician. There is more media effort to discredit the critics of Sanders than to draw the lines connecting the progressive rhetoric to violence. And there is your comparison and contrast to the media reaction. The other thing I gather from all of this past Friday, Representative Kathleen Rice called spokeswoman Dana Loesch and the National Rifle Association a domestic security threat. Pretty insane. Not as insane as DNC Deputy Chair Representative Keith Ellison saying that Kim Jong-un, the brutal North Korean dictator, is acting more responsibly than Trump concerning the increased tension in the Pacific theater. Loesch has called on Rice to resign over those remarks, which prompted her office to release this statement the same day. Statement from Rice spokesman Coleman Lamb. The NRA's message no longer has anything to do with protecting Second Amendment rights. Their leaders and spokespeople are depicting the United States as a country on the brink of civil war and actively encouraging violence against political activists and the free press. That's extremely troubling to Representative Rice, as it should be to all law-abiding gun owners and NRA members. We're not afraid to call this behavior from NRA's leadership exactly what it is. I'm not going to give you all the stuff. All of this is coming from a video. A video that Dana Loesch put up, acting in her capacity as the NRA spokesperson. I put up a video myself today. Nobody's blasting me. And she was blasting politically motivated violence and how idiots only execute such antics. And all she was saying was that conservatives and Second Amendment defenders would fight them on the battlefield of ideas with the clenched fist of truth, all rhetorical, all metaphorical. And that was taken as a call for civil war, a defense of white supremacy, and maybe a rallying cry to people to shoot liberals. From Kathleen Rice on her Twitter feed. Pro tip to AG hashtag Sessions. Yes, MS-13 is a serious threat, but you won't touch them if the immigrant community is afraid to talk to you. And I'm just going to say it. NRA and Dana Loesch are quickly becoming domestic security threats under Trump. We can't ignore that. Now, what we got going on right now, Charlottesville was precipitated, they say, by an attempt to remove a Robert E. Lee statue. Violence broke out. People were sent to the hospital. One person was killed when 20-year-old James Alex Fields Jr. plowed through the county protesters. Now this has morphed into the left blaming Loesch and the NRA for causing the tragic incident. And let's get one thing straight. The people who rallied in the shadow of Jefferson's home are not part of the mainstream conservative movement. They're not even conservative. They're not even Republican. And that being said, it hasn't stopped the left from engaging in an intellectually lazy and appallingly stupid exercise of hot takes, like saying we're all Nazis. But then again, that's their default go-to. I guess we're all Nazis over the next couple of weeks. And that's fine. That's fine. Here's what it boils down to, though. They're wanting to change our history, the left. They're wanting to go to places and act like the Civil War soldiers, each one of them, was individually a racist and a slave owner. And that's what it was all about. So they want to pull down the statues. Do you know who else wants to blow up and tear down memorials? The Taliban. They do that to historical sites all the time. On a regular basis. No Nobody's saying anything to them about it. Why isn't the Taliban? Why are the leftists taking up the same position as the Taliban? That's the question. Why are they going in that same mode? I don't know. Maybe because they think the same way. Maybe because if you're intolerant of somebody enough that they got to go, they got to pay. I don't know. I just don't know. But look at that. And see that for what it is. It is nothing more than exactly that. Nothing more. They're wanting to change history. And make it some sort of sanitized thing. History is something that we learn from. Not something that we don't learn anything from. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life, and yet they're doing it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Many people have heard the old axiom of beware the man with one gun. He probably knows how to use it or something like that. That's been around for some time, and it seems pretty logical. The idea, which I don't know if it's actually the idea, may be born out of necessity. Whatever it is that one person gets one gun, whether it's a rifle or a pistol, to be carried in a concealed carry holster, and once proficient with it, never carry anything else. If you have to use it, using that said gun will practically be second nature. The muscle memory set in. There won't be any slip-ups, delays, mistakes, or otherwise. Person who has picked one carry gun and stuck with it will ostensibly be able to put it to effective use should they have to draw and fire in defense of themselves or others against a dangerous threat. Now, if you're like I used to be and only carry one platform, like a Glock, it stands to reason that you should get used to shooting something like that. Such a person probably wouldn't mess around with carrying a snubby revolver, or the long trigger pull is going to cause problems at the moment of truth. Likewise, if you are used to carrying a Glock and you go to a 1911, you might forget to disengage a safety on a 1911 or to cock it if carrying with a hammer down. All of that makes a certain amount of sense, sort of. So, what do we think about that? What do we say about that? Something that's true about shooting is that good trigger pull technique is going to work on any gun. Period. Good fundamentals are going to work on any gun. That's just the way it is. The firing mechanism shouldn't matter, and neither should the pull weight. It's a little bit like tackling when you play football. The collision itself isn't important. It's the follow-through that gets the ball carrier to the ground. And as long as you hit low and your follow-through is good, you should be able to tackle just about anyone. Similarly, if you have a good trigger technique, you should have no problem with just about any gun at all. Handgun, rifle, shotgun, whatever. So, in other words, you should be able to carry just about any gun, you know, and deal with that.
Same is true when it comes to sighting. Obviously, every gun is going to be a little bit different. Sort of like how you know you're the person who knows how your car handles best. You know how to hold a little high or a little low because you're the person who shoots that thing. And that said, the fundamentals of using sights they don't really change. If the front sight is on the target, you'll hit it. If your sighting technique is fundamental and good, you should be able to hit the 9 or 10 ring reliably with darn near anything. But that's, once again, if your technique is sound. And that's what it all boils down to, isn't it? That's what it all boils down to at the end of the day. Now, on that basis, you could carry anything and still be able to hit something. Wouldn't you think? Now, why do I bring that up? Because sometimes you're not going to be using what you carry on that basis. You might have to pick something up. I don't know. What about controls? If you use the striker guns or double action revolvers, you might forget a safety that's engaged on a 1911 or a Browning high power or a double action semi-auto with a manual safety at the moment of truth. And the thing is, with regular practice, that also isn't going to be that much of an issue. Plenty of people shoot multiple handguns and do so competently. You shouldn't really have that much of an issue switching between a pistol platform if you spent time in the driver's seat, so to speak. But if you don't practice or train very often, that's another matter. Not everyone is able to get to the range to train or practice as frequently as they want to or should be doing for a variety of reasons. If a person can't or doesn't want to put in much practice time, then they should definitely pick one carry gun and stick to it. That said, if you're one of these people that spends a lot of time training yourself with the very basic fundamentals, smooth draw stroke, where's the front sight? Is it on the target? Slow trigger squeeze. If you're not using the magazine lock to release the slide when it locks back and you're slingshotting it. The only thing that I think actually might come into play, because it comes into play with me sometimes, is the safety. Disengaging a safety. Because when you present a gun and you have to go into something like popping a safety off, you're losing a second or two, but that's a long time in a gunfight. That's a very long time in a gunfight. So, does that mean anything nowadays? Well, maybe. I talk about Tiger McGee an awful lot, you know, and I talk about a lot of people a lot that just carry the one gun to the one gun platform. That being said, I now, you know, I've got, up till now, I've been running the SIGs with the double flick in the trigger. The Glock safe action, which has now been replaced by the Agency Arms safe action. And I'm getting ready to start cultivating the VP9. And I'm working, in the meantime, with a 1911, the Nighthawk Falcon. So all those different platforms are different by a little scintilla. But where I put the sight is the same. The way I present the gun is the same. The way I try to draw the gun is the same. The way I try to reholster the gun is the same. So that very basic set, of fundamentals can make a big difference, a huge difference in so many things. And that's what we got. That's all we got to keep in mind. It's the same kind of awareness that, you know, happens on a daily basis when you're walking around. Right? Being aware of what is going on around you. That's all there is.
picking up a gun that you don't normally carry, if you're sitting there saying, well, this is a gun I don't normally carry, and making an assessment on it, and you know, if you practice with it, then that's not going to be that big of a deal. Now, is it? But to be sure, if you have multiple guns and you plan on carrying different guns, like I know guys that carry this kind of gun on this day, and it's almost like they're matching their clothes. It's like that thing from Don't Be a Menace in the Society. It was like, do these slippers go with this Uzi? For those people that are out there doing that on a regular day, I completely get it. It's fun to have different platforms, isn't it? Nothing wrong with having different platforms, but while you're doing that, just make sure that if you're going to carry it, make sure that when you do carry it, that you have trained with it. Be familiar with it. When I was in the Army, we had to qualify with everything that we might, you know, might carry from time to time. And maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to go out and just make yourself a little qualification course where you shoot the gun X amount of times. Practice sitting there, pulling it apart. Practice sitting there and putting it back together. All the little things that we used to do when I was in the military that you can still do today. That's what you maybe should be doing. But devote the time. You'll develop the skill set. You'll be good to go. Really, you will. Hour number two is looming on the horizon. When we get back, we will continue the rant. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.